Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 23rd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about striking doctors in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about a doctor's strike in Zimbabwe that has paralyzed state hospitals.
Junior doctors in Zimbabwe have been on strike for 23 days, demanding better conditions of service, increased salaries and allowances, and the provision of the necessary equipment in order to properly perform their duties.
The doctors staged a similar strike last year and in previous years. The government once promised to look into their grievances, and the doctors say all this has been in vain.
They are vowing to continue their industrial action until their grievances are met. Health Minister David Parirenyatwa has urged the doctors to go back to work, promising to address their problems when they are performing their duties.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, mpoit, kunjanjoka.
Ngiyaphila nje routine.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu.
Ngiphilile.
Yeah.
Lamhla kuya godola but ya.
Kungcono bisha.
Ngcono yeah.
Ya kunjalo mpoit.
Dizozo.
Yeah, hey. So ndoti ndizozo mkuru.
Ndizozo mkoma jonga.
Ka mkoma jonga.
Yeah.
Ha. So mkuru na mkoma same thing,
eh? Ah. Aiwa, unokona ngori mkuru usiri mkoma.
Ah.
Unokona ngori mkuru uri baba mkuru, baba baba mdike vari mkuru kwa uri. Zvina apa indiri mkuru, ndiri mkoma.
Ah, good.
Mkoma jonga.
Yeah, kunjalo ke jonga. So bazimapa mahle, lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokutshengisela kwamadokotela eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi sokule amalanga amachumi amabili lantathu 23 days bechengisela. So kanye ngazani achisa mateki kona ngale batika babuyeli emsebenzini. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngabo ukuthi bathini ngodaba lolu. Njalo lani lithini esibhedlela nxa lihamba ndikubona kunjani. So sizokuthola abantu abaningi jonga batshela ukuthi hambani ngekhaya.
Mm-hmm.
Akula nto abangayenza.
Akuna.
Yeah, so sizokuthola amadokotela anikwa $1.50 nxa bekukhol allowance yabo. Imali yangkhona bathi incane bafuna $10
per allowance.
Yeah, kuzobuya ke iholo
imali yawo.
Yeah, kuzobuya ke eholo bathi la iphansi so bafuna imali
ephezulu.
Yeah, so kuzobuya njalo lama equipment bathi uyangena esibhedlela uthole kungalalutho. Ukuthi usebenze akula even oxygen.
Nonzini othenga umshonga kunzo.
Yeah, kumbe le oxygen ukuphilisa umuntu akulalutho.
Akuna oxygen.
So dokotela bathi bengeke wasebenze nxa kunjalo.
Ndizozo.
Kunjalo sithobe futhi.
Ah, ndipapo muri kunzwa zvotaura nemwangu na Gibbs Dube ari kutsanangura kuti dambudziko riri muzvipatara rasvitsa vana chiremba kuti vange vachiramwa mabasa. Ndo ratoda kuti kurukure nhasi taona vachiratidzira maofisi vashandi vehurumende vachinyunyuta kuti zvino hazvina kutimirira tinodzokera kumabasa chete kana magadzirisa nyaya yezvichemo zvemihoro mari dzavanowana pavanenge vachiita basa inonzi hanzi on call allowances vari kuti iwo vari kupiwa $50 per hour vachiti dai akwidzwa kuenda pa $10 per hour. Tonzwa kuti mari dzemihoro yavanotambira vari kuchemawo zvakare kuti ishoma zvikuru dai mari idzodzo dzakwidzwa kuti dzinge dzichienderana nekurarama kunoita vanhu parinhasi. Ndo zvichemo zvine vanachiremba. Ndanzwa Gibbs kuti tina Dr. Mxolisi Ngwenya vanove mutauriri wesangano reZimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association rinomirira vanachiremba vemuzvipatara zvehurumende. Dr. Ngwenya, tinogamuchirai pachirongwa. Dr. Ngwenya, vateerere vangada kutanga, maybe can explain in English to cover both languages, what transpired today and what forced you to take that industrial action?
Alright. Tukuti isusu, mugore rana 2014, we were promised, all doctors were promised that their on-call allowance is going to be raised from the current $60 hour to an overall of $10 per hour. This was signed by the Minister of Health and Safety, Dr. David Parrenyako, but this has not yet been done. I feel that we were working under very difficult conditions to say you do not have the necessary materials, for example, gloves. So you have to be handling the patient with your own bare hands. This has led to a rise, or say an increase in the risk to transmit disease from one patient to another or from one patient to you, the health worker. We do not have adequate intravenous fluid, to cover our patients who come in bleeding, especially in the maternity ward. Furthermore, they are being given expired nevirapine to cover the babies that are exposed to HIV/AIDS. So on the 23rd of January, we wrote to the minister to make him aware of these issues. And the response that we got on the 1st of February was unsatisfactory. We then wrote another letter on the 5th of February to say, Minister, if you do not avail these drugs and this equipment at the hospital, we are not going to be able to treat our patients with the quality of care that they deserve. And the doctors are already disgruntled and tired because of these broken promises that have not yet been fulfilled. The minister was silent from the 21st of from the 5th of February up until now. We're given 21 days notice to act. And then on the 5th of March, doctors said, no, we cannot continue going to work as this is posing a risk to both the patient and the health worker, as well as posing a risk to the families of the health workers. We then came up with a plan to say the only way they can hear us is to engage in an industrial action that is nationwide, that has entered its 23rd day, and up to now, no resolution really has been found.
Dr. Ngwenya, maybe you can explain for us to understand this. Who is responsible here? The Minister of Health, or the Public Service Commission, or other bodies in the government?
The direct employer of health personnel is the Health Services Board that broke away from the Public Service Commission in 2005, noting that health is an essential service that has its own needs and peculiarities. So the people who are responsible are the Health Services Board. But if the Health Services Board is not acting, then we report directly to our Minister, Dr. David Parrenyako. So I would say the persons responsible are the Minister of Health and Child Care and the Health Services Board.
Thank you so much, Dube.
Yeah, Baba Ngwenya, sicela ubambe konapho ke ucingo. Sibonga ukukhuluma nje umbiko omncane, just something that you may have interest in. We have been receiving information here that the MDCT is actually dumped Vice President Thokozani Khuphe, Mr. Abednego Bhebhe, who is the organizing secretary of the party, and actually expelled spokesman Obed Kutu. So these people have been apparently opposing the elevation of Mr. Nelson Chamisa as the MDCT president. So now they're out of the MDC. And Bhebhe and Khuphe have actually been recalled from parliament. So we are yet to see what is taking place, Chonga. So, okay, Bantu, Zimbabwe is physically bigela. Ute esiku zuzileyo lapha ukuthi uNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe kuzobuya umnumzana Abednego Bhebhe, kuzobuya lo mnumzana Obed Kutu, kuthiwa ke i-National Council i-MDC, so kumele bechaye phansi baphume. soke hype sitheke sibilibikele konoko sibese siqhubeka ke longwenya sikhuluma ngabo dokotela abajengiselayo yekunjalo baba
ndisanda ndichapira hangu nerurimirwe shona zvaitika kubato re MDCT ndikudzwa kuti kune muteereri anonzi va Daniel Dube makadi va Dube ndiri mupenyu munoda kutaura nerurimirwe upi
ndiri mushona baba
aiwa it's okay tongoda rurimirwe rinenge rakasununga kwamuri taurai zvenyu
okay hayi ndine chirungu hachina problem
zvese baba isindevele futi yakuluma ngeyaziva izvozvo
munoona ndirakubata nyaya mbiri nyaya yekutanga ndeye madhokta nehurumende kana ukatarisa kuti madhokta anoregedza achitraka kusvika 3 weeks zvino zvazvinotaridza kuti hurumende haina hanya neupenyu hwevanhu nevarwere ende kana ukaitarisa futi nerimwe divi tiri kuenda kumaelections vari kuti kune free and fair elections but kana vachitadza kugadzirisa nyaya nemadhokta zvinoita kuti ivo pachezvavo vezanupf varuze futi manini
varuze maelections Hello, Vadube. Hello,
Vad. Hello.
Phone yenyu yanga yadzima. Taura henyu.
Okay. Varwere vazhinji tinoziva kuti muZimbabwe varwere vazhinji. Kana akatadza kubatsirwa pano funzira kuti anokwanisa kubatsirwa. Dzimwefunga dzinomudza kuti enda kun'anga. Ende kuti aende kun'anga haana mari kuti aende kun'anga. Ikonomi iri pasi ende hakuna mari even mabhengi mazuvano then from there zvichaita kuti vamwe vafe nestress yekuti anga asingafani kufana iyo stress iyoyo then ndoenda panyaya yanii yeMDCT panyaya yeMDCT zvinoneta pamusana pekuti national council yeMDCT
Hello.
Ichita zvagadzira chamisi. Hello.
Yes. Murumbo eta muchidzima.
Ichita zva. Okay. Ichita zvagadzira chamisa. Vachamisa vakazama kutaura na Maikupe kuti no, uyatibatane. Anzisise kuri abvumire zvakaita ne National Council. But iye asi kuda and kana ndichizvitarisisa straight neziso lepolitics. Iye munhu yeye anenge ane munhu ari kumupfusha kumashure kwake ari kuda kuti kuve nedivision MDC kana kuti tingati anoda kuita divide and rule yekuti kana akaputsa rimwe vamwe vanhu akavatora MDCT vakaenda kwake vanokwanisa kumuvhotera then zvitaro MDCT anokwanisa nealliance yacho zvese anokwanisa kupinda muhurumende like izvozvi zvinhasi kana mukatarisa nhasi panga paine nyaya yekuti ataura iye kupe achiti arida kujoina naimujuru zvichitaura kuti kumashure zvinoreva ri naimujuru ndo vangaitoita se ndo vanga vachipusha anga iri nyoka inoruma iri paichifuridzira nezvokuti vanhu vati ndinaikupe ndinaikupe but iye aine vanhu vanga vachiinda maadvise
asi vadhuve ndingokupa hangu mubvunzo ndakaita inganzi naGibbs Devil's advocate asi ndisiri hangu devil pari kutsemuka bato munoziva sei kuti anofanira kunge aine kodzero yekudzinga mumwe ndeupi ipapo nokuti vese vanenge vachichema kuti akaenzana
panotsemuka bato mukatarisa handiti pane National Council right National Council iyoyo vari kuti iyi ndiyo ine masimba ekuti inokwanisa kumisa munhu basa kana kumudzinga kufana ne kana mukatarisa nyaya yemanhingi nyaya yenoizi yakaitika vanga vachiti munhu akaita noizi kana tikamubata tinokwanisa kumudzinga munhingi mupati
saka kunosara kuine National Council ndo kune masimba
National Council ndiine masimba
haiwa maita basa vadhuve regai tipe vamwe mukana Thank you so much. Gibbs, Mr. Dube, on the first issue, he said if a strike can go for 3 weeks without the government taking action, it means the government is not caring. This it's a, not a responsible government, which is not putting the lives of its people first. Then on the second issue, the MDC, he's saying that I think the sacking of Ms. Kupe and, I mean, Dr. Kupe and these other two gentlemen, it's a positive development for the party because he feels that when a party splits, wherever the National Council is, that's the main party.
Yeah, so let's go back to the main topic of the day, yes. But before I go to Mr. Ngwenya, let's get to Ubaba Umhlophe. Baba Umhlophe, kunjani?
Sikhona njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Amadokotela aselesikhathi 23 days, amachumi amabili lantathu bekhalala umsebenzi. Ungathini ngakhonokho?
Ya, lokho kuhlupha ngento nje. So ungakukhangela into zangkhona. Impilo yiyo eqakathekile before singakayenzi. Ngoba nxa kungakala madokotela ukuthi kuthi akulandile, idokotela uyabe iqakathekile. Kufanele ukuthi singakakhulumi konke esiyabe sifanele sikukhulume, fanele siqakathekise impilo zethu fesi. Ngoba kathesi ungakhangela silanda ema-holiday. I-holiday kulezinto eziningi ezenzakalayo. So nxa kukuthi sesefika ku-holiday thina ngakwi-easter yona la sesefika ku-easter ngoba kungala dokotela ezibhedlela kuzabe kuzaba yini emhlabeni kumbe empilweni zabantu nxa kukuthi uzafika wena ufike ugula mbe suyenze i-accident mbe suyenzeni soufika lapho ezibhedlela uthole udokotela abastrikile indawo engaqali bekukhangele khonokho kubebona ukuthi vele ama-grievances abo kuyini fesi.
Ye, so nxa sukhangele wena ubona ngazani kumele lulungiswe njani udaba lolu?
Ya, udaba lolu yona sile ministry. I-ministry athi ngeyani vele, i-ministry yalolu gatsha vele ngeyani, yona ikhangeleni. Nxa kuthiwa into ngizwe ingani thuba kubeyikhuluma ngokuthi kube kwakuvunyelwe ngo-2014 if I'm not mistaken. So kwakuvunyelenweni kwakuthiwa kuzalungiswa njani. Kaba kulandele back to kulandele i-history ngoba nxa unika asobantwana phela lama amadokotela ukuthi uza kuphathela iswithi kodwa umpromise into ongasoziyeni. Yabo.
Ye, so hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mzala. Ube le mpela veke enhle Baba Mhlophe.
Siyabonga.
Yeah, so Baba Mhlophe lapho he's saying that the Minister of Health should actually address some of these grievances. Because he still recalls that there were some promises that were made, you know, previous promises. So why not live up to that?
To those promises.
Yeah, maybe Mr.
You know,
yes.
Yeah, maybe Dr. Ngwenya can give us an insight on the government side, what the government has been telling you, why it has failed since 2014 to fulfill some of its promises. Hello, Dr.
Yes,
Ngwenya.
Yes, I was listening here while you were discussing issues that do not concern the SDS.
No, it was just, sorry for that, it was just a breaking news that we got and we just announced it. And there was no way we were going to avoid it because it's a breaking story that we got now. That's why Gibbs announced that there's something that came in as breaking news.
All right, that's okay. We have been engaging in negotiations with the representatives of the government, who are namely the House of Justice Board and the Minister. The problem that, or the challenge that we have faced the most is that the Health Services Board is not negotiating in good faith, claiming that they are giving doctors $5 per hour and totally ignoring the issue of drugs and medicines and the special equipment in the hospital. Initially, when you ask them, they say that they have raised $22 million for the procurement of drugs and essential medicines or in December 2017. But they say that money has been availed. Then where are the drugs, where are the medicines, and where is the equipment? We went on then to the issue of money, which really was not the main issue that triggered that strike, because the main issue was the issue of drugs and medicines, because we were seeing that we were being a risk to ourselves, our patients, and our families. And then when we got to the issue of the money, they then said they are giving people $5 an hour of on-call allowance. We calculated to them using a circular that was in their position, and they showed us, the numbers then showed us that we were actually being paid at the last 50 hours. So this was a standpoint to say, no, guys, we cannot negotiate in bad faith. We are ignoring other issues, number one, which is drugs and medicine. And then number two, you are blatantly lying about the number of hours that we are doing at work as well as the amount that we are giving. So at that point in time, we reached that censure. And then that censure is what is dragged to this issue, is dragged up to 23 days of a strike. Mm-hmm. So we are hoping there will come a point in time where they actually realize that they need to negotiate in good faith and address all the issues that were tabled to them.
Ndiboisa hangu mfunzo ipapo Dr. Ngwenya. Tiri kunzwa muri kunyanyotaura nenyaya on call allowance muchitaura kuti mari moda kuti inge ichisvika pa $10 ichibva pa $50 ipapo ku mari yemihoro yatingati salary yakasiyana here neiyo yamuri kutaura on call kana kuti $1.50 iyo ndo inenge iri pe hour yako ichizoita monthly salary yako.
Aiwa zvakasiyana nekuti monthly salary is $329 ndo yandingati ndinowo. On call, you know, it's called Kutikana and Akshanda, Usiku, Nemak Seni, Ese, Nichieza, Kutindira, or Eri Langua, we are Pagati, Usiku. Do you want to go to Nicha and Ashandira? Because no contact with Nisha and the Angu, Memoya Angu, Afrikaana Pilot Motivation, Yakuti, Rukupu, Okama, Rikuti, Pa Hour and Rukit and Rifabasa, Nuku, our Euro.
Thank you so much. Ramba nyimuri parunare Dr. Ngwenya tinemwe muteereri tina mukoma Joseph makadi mukoma Joseph
ndiripo makadi mukoma blessing.
Ah, nasi maira samangona bachike mukati jonga aba bachikara blessing ah ndijonga.
Ora ndiri kuva jonga.
Aiwa ndiri mpenyu bachikere muri nzira ndatora musazomuudza.
Ora iti ndimutaurire.
Ndipe inyaya chokuti yakamira sei because muri kunzwa zvichemo zvatiri kuwana pano ana chiremba ari kuti ari kutambira mari neta $50 pamwedzi. Ye on call allowance ye kunge paita yatingati emergency yavanenge vachiita iye usiku maska makuseni then kozoti yawe pamwedzi mari yemuhure pamwedzi $329 ndichiremba uyu
ndingati kudira nachiremba zvakaoma nekuti basa ravanenge vachiita ibasa guri basa rakaoma chaizvo asi isusu sevana veZimbabwe chatinenge tichikumbira ndechekuti dei vana chiremba sezvazvo vachinge varamba mabasa vaida kuti vawedzerwe mari ikodzero yavo kuti varambe basa nekuti basa ravanenge vachiita rinorwadza saka semuonero webisa vana veZimbabwe tinenge tichiti dei vana chiremba varamba mabasa saizvozvo dei vachigonawo kuzoti isisu sevana veZimbabwe kana tichinge tagona kuenda kwavari tine mari yatinenge tichigona kunovapa sekutsvaga maprivate doctors vagone kunotibatsirawo kunyange hazvo varamba mabasa kudaro vasaramba mabasa vachigara kudzimba dzavo asi vagone kutibatsirawo isisu kunyange vakaramba mabasa vari kudzivashandiri hurumende but dei vagonawo vaigona kutibatsirawo isisu vana veZimbabwe tichienda kwavari tinochema tichitaurana navo vachigona kuwana mari asi vakaramba basa kuitira kuti hurumende igone kuvawedzera mari nekuti hazvina kukodzera kuti hurumende ivambunyitidze kodzero dzavo inofanira kuchengetedza kodzero dzavo sana chiremba kuti vagone kuwanawo zvavanoshandirawo nokuda kwekuti iri basa ravo ravakatoendera kuchikoro vakapedza mari dzakawanda vachienda kuchikoro kuti vagovatsakura pamhuri dzeZimbabwe saka isati tinenge tichingochema tichiti vana chiremba varamba mubasa kudaro vagone kubatsira kunyange mhuri yeZimbabwe inenge ichitambudzika kuti vawane rubatsiro.
Ndofunga Dr. Ngwenya vanogona kukupindurai ipapo. Dr. Ngwenya, manzwa zvataurwa nemuteereri mukoma Joseph.
Ndazvinzwa zvimwe zvachona. Tinoti isusu kumhuri yeZimbabwe patakatanga strike iyi tanga tine masenior doctors atanga tasiya pabasa kuti abatsewo varwere vari kunyanya kurwara kuti vaabatsirikane asi nekuda kwekuti hurumende haina mbotizwa ba kubva 23 January kwese ukoo takazoona kuti hazvibatsire kuti tirambe tiri pabasa nekuti kana vanhu vari kunyanya kurwara vachiatendwa uyezve vachiatendwa pasina mishonga yachona vari kungoramba vachingofa saka hazvii kubatsira iyo saka takazongoti aiwa regai tigare zvedu kumba kusvika mishonga yavako kana mishonga yavako vozotaurawo zvemari asi nyaya iri pamusorosoro chai ndeyemishonga nemadhiripiwa saka tachikumbira kuti hurumende daimboita o serious kunyanya ministry of health ne hotel board vagadzirisa nyaya idzi dzekuri kubata zvikanzi vagadzirisa chero mamero uno anguva inoii taurirana vazvinyora pabepa inosaina vanogona kuzowana ana chiremba izvezvi vakuba
Mukoma Joseph, ndofunga manzwa zvataurwa naDr. Ngwenya vachitsanangura.
Ndazvinzwa ndinoba vabatidza kuzvakanaka uye ndinoendirana navo. Zvipachena kuti hurumende iyo pachezvayo yakonewa kuti ise mushonga muzvipatara uyezve yakonewa kuti ibhadhare vanachiremba mari dzavanoda. Saka isusu tiri kuchema kuti hapana here imwe nzira ingagona kutorwa nanachiremba yekuti vagone kubatsira vana veZimbabwe zvisiri zvekuti zvine hurumende nekuti hurumende iyo pachezvayo yafoira kana kuti yatokonewa basa rainofanira kuti iitire vanachiremba pamwe chete nekuisa mushonga muzvipatara. Saka hakunazve imwe nzira here kuti vanachiremba vagone kubatsira vana veZimbabwe.
Ndofunga ndopavambotsanangura kana ndavanzwisisa zvakanaka Dr. Ngwenya. Vachitaura kuti tinogona kunge tiine kuzvipira kutodawo kubatsirai asi kana tikadzokera kuchipatara hakuna mishonga hazvina zvazvinobatsira saka vari kuti hurumende yakaisa mishonga muzvipatara tinogona kudzokera kunoshanda. Thank you so much, Mukoma Joseph. Gibbs,
yes. There is a caller on the line. Umbongeni is Tole.
Okay.
What's the name Umbongeni? Umbongeni is Tole. Unjani, Baba? Yeah, so akutsho ukuthi odokotela lapha uyeza ukuthi bathini batha babuyele emsebenzini kuze kulungiswe konke okuhluphayo okunye kwangikhona sukuzwile iholo labo liphansi nxa udokotela azuza $329 ngenyanga azuza i-calling allowance ye-$1.50 kuzobuya ukuthi nxa ebamba ama-patients kala ma-gloves kambe kuya ngaphi sithole konke lokho.
Dr. Mangula ngibasoli mina lento abayenza inhle kakhulu ngoba lento ibonisa sethu ukuthi uhulumende kamnangagwa lo vile uyehluleka angeke odokotela babasebenza besebenzela into engekho kufanele bahole doktor imali eyi-right ebonakalayo njengabantu abafundileyo kwathapha njengokuthi iZimbabwe yonke abantu ngabasebenzi odokotela bona bayisebenzela into engekho hayi mina ngiyabasapota kakhulu abaqhubeke babonisa mpela abantu bonke beZimbabwe ukuthi lo hulumende okhona akanakekeli abantu akabhekeli imisa umuntu osebenzayo eZimbabwe ngoba phela odoktha yibababheka babambe wonke umuntu eZimbabwe okufanele ukuthi ngabe yibo abantu ababhekelwa kakhulu kwezezimali kakhulu ngoba abantu laba babahamba abantu phela wonke umuntu uthende bona mabengasebenzisi so phela abantu bayapha so mina ngiyabasapota kakhulu noma ngabe sithwele nzima abantu besifa ngokungasebenzi kwabodoktha kodwa baleli lungele labo igovernment le kamnangakho kwakufuneke babhekelele kakhulu ibheke kakhulu ukuthi odoktha bayenzani ukuthi bakhalala umsebenzi mabengamamelwa abaqhubeke bekhalala umsebenzi
So bangabeloko beqhubekela
phambili MDC MDC chamisa isebenze kahle kakhulu sikhathele ngabantu abangafuna ukusebenzela ibandla abaphume bahambe.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu Sithole ngakho konke okuchoyo ungathi nalokusasa mdala.
Yeah, siyabonga.
Sibongela kakhulu. So that is Mbongeni Sithole. He says he supports doctors 100% because they are supposed to be well catered for. The people who went to school to do whatever they did. And at the end of the day, the government is supposed to support them fully, you know. And this is, your life depends on doctors. If the doctors are not there, you're done. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I saw this report that I wanted to read out, and maybe Dr. Ngwenya can help us on the current situation. This came out on Wednesday, that the Zimbabwean government said on Wednesday, it would not pay salaries and allowances to striking junior doctors, taking a hard line in the first big labor dispute President Emmerson Mnangagwa has faced since he took power. And the doctors immediately said they would not be intimidated and would not return until their demands were met. Dr. Ngwenya, has anything changed here, or the government is still standing by its word that it is not going to pay those junior doctors who embarked on the industrial action?
Okay, I'll digress from your question a little bit to answer the last caller. The last caller alluded to that the current government is not really worried about health care. What they are saying is really this is not an issue that has arisen in the current government. Like I say, it's dating back since 2014 in the previous government. So we are actually basing or hoping that the current government is the government that has shown a certain level of efficacy, and they may or are really going to resolve our issues. Then coming back to this question, we are saying these threats we say we are not going to pay doctors are threats, number one, illegal, because the fight that we are at right now is a legal fight. We gave them 21 days of notice. We actually started engaging them on the 23rd of January. And so them saying I'm not going to pay doctors is actually worsening the situation, because doctors are already ready to say, since we are not going to be paid in April, then why did we go back to work before April? We may as well forfeit that month of April. They may even go back to say we are firing every doctor to try and make them huddle and cuddle for the post and rush to say, I'm going back to work because I want to be paid. But really, that is going to worsen the situation, because if you check all the doctors and they are actually knowing that they're not getting paid already, then it even worsens the situation. So we would like to say we are not scared of any threat. If the threats are valid, let the threat buy the medication, let the threat pay the doctors, and let the threat see the family.
Yes. Kodwa siyabona ke dokotela ukuthi nxa bengasoze belinike iholo lizaphila njani pho?
Nxa bengabe besinikile iholo angazi angisakuzonga kakuhle nangichazele.
Ye, nxa bengasoze belikholise baba Ngwenya, awubona ukuthi kuzahlupha abanye benu becina bebuyela emsebenzini sokutshaya izikoleni lapho?
Kuzaba nzima sibili kodwa okwalesi sikhathi sizakala sibambelele. Sizwe sidinge eminye imisebenzi lapho esingabambelela khona, ngoba uhambela imisebenzi lapho uyabe ungenzi khona lutho, ubukela abantu begula besifa bedlula unikwazi ukuthi umkhuhlane abawugulayo yilowu njalo ufuna lokhu, kodwa kungenxa yokuthi sakula lutho lokumsiza lolu lutho, yinto enzima kakhulu. Kusanjalo nje ukuthi wena uthi uyabuyela emsebenzini wakhona, wena lowo sitsheliwe ukuthi ngenyanga ka-April awusoze ubhadale, kakusizi ngenxa yokuthi ususiyasebenza amalanga angu-31 usebenzela amahhafi.
So lizaqhubeka kuphela vele yifayafaya,
hhayi siyaqhubeka uhulumende eze ebambe sibili lapho okuqakatheke khona, ngoba kudala simenyeza isikhathi sesifikile esokuthi-ke kuqalise sibili okwenza into ekhanyayo phansi.
So Dr. Ngwenya here is vowing that they're not going back to work because things are really tough, you know. He says, he said that you can see a patient who is very sick and you know the remedy to whatever ailment that patient is suffering from, but you won't be able to do anything because there's no equipment,
there's
no drugs and all those kind of things. So it hits their hearts, according to him.
Yeah, pakaoma. Dr. Ngwenya, takanzwa kuti makasangana nevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika. Munokwanisa here kutizivisa kuti zvii zvakasungwa ipapo?
Chakaitika ndechekuti vakuru vedu vanonzima consulting ndoo vakandosangana nevatevedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika. Vadzoka kwatiri vakaudza zvete zvidei isusu vamiriri vevamwe vana chiremba kuti pane zvasungwa ikoko. Tikati aiwa, kana pane chasungwa tinoziva kuti mutungamiriri wenyika kana kuti mutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika munhu anoshandisa yatinoti professionalism. Saka kana zviriko zvasungwa ikoko zvinonyorwa pasi tizvione, nekuti tanga taudza mamembers vedu vatinomirira kuti aiwa, pane zvasungwa zvakamira zvakadai se zvitanzine mamembers zvakanyogwa zvacho zviriki, nekuti taane nguva zviga zvakasungwa zvisina kugadzirwa. Tangomirirawo kuti kana pane zvakanyorwa tione, tiongorore kuti ndizvo here zvakanyanya kushuma nezvapi, kana zvirizvo tosainyirana pasi todzokera kumba.
Thank you so much Dr. Ngwenya. Regai timbotora muteereri tozodzoka kwamuri. Tine muteereri mukoma Brighton. Makadii mukoma Brighton?
Ndiri pano makadii mukoma Jonga.
Aiwa, ndiri mupenyu, muri kupi?
Ndiri ku Harare.
Muri muHarare. Aiwa, pindai muchirongwa kungoitira tizive kuti kana makutsanangura tinowana kapicture kekuti vari kutaura kuti pachipatara chepagomo chakavharwa, tobva tangoona gomo kuti apo.
Ano inye kaipa iyo ye neuti inye utano inye ka ino tano kushisho. Uya dufunga ini sikubola kwa angu nga tangu nechi mbimu. Nechi kutipale ya mendi edu wa isi rigu na sapushanda kese. Rigu wa warikuti miri ya mbimu. Pale ya mendi. Kwa choti urumende tututa wala mapale ya mendari ya mbiya. Tuu wanofono onga wachitu sikazi. Ini ndio wanofanonga wachidogara kuchiko nayo akomana ndozviita sei oidzo mari dzakadzoka kaidzinga dzingopuwa kama doctor iyaya ende uye training yavo zveshuwa akomana ava vari kutraina zvakawa marara zvakaite vamwe vakaendeswa kuSouth Africa presidential scholarship. Asima doctors iwa wawari kutrena wari papa wari kutrena wasina kana anything kutanga saka izo zvese ende wari kuenda iwa one presidential scholarship wari kubva wangoenda zvavo hawana kana even vanotarisa so parliament yedu hapana chimwe chindikachiti hurumende titara maparliamentary yedu ngatingoivaona kuti vanhu ivava vari kuitei.
Saka imi chamunokurudzira chii kuti parliament iite nekuti kana tingoti haina zvairi kuita zvii zvamunokurudzira imi
isu kana vachidizo inonzi power triangle inofanira kunga iri equilateral triangle kwete isosceles yekuti yakawandira kuzia sky arm is not doing his other work. So the other issues and do not but doctors are gonna go chair in the street. Go parliament you know to be nice because even the budget they can change even the budget doctors. Why can't the parliament do that? Why should they wait for the executive?
Thank you so much, Mkoma Brighton Maita
Bas. Yes, not the woman there at the next hour, but there's no you can say woman. I mean it is not a government.
Ndo saka tichivati mutungamiri wenyika kana mutungamiri wehurumende.
Ndo mutungamiri ka. Asi you should be accountable to other people. And those people kana vasinga kubvunze iwewe anongoita kazvaanofunga.
Ndizvozvo.
Our parliament should be this go and sit there tomorrow whatever kuti mune mari iyi muibai madoctors. Finish zvapera end of story.
Iyo ipfungwa yakanaka regai tigonzwa vamwe vateereri naivo pamwe chete Dr. Ngwenya kuti vanotambirawo sei nyaya iyo. Gibbs, Mukoma Brighton is saying...
Uye zvandaona kuti nditaurirewo Mukoma Jonga. Training school kwavo kwavanenge vachitraina. I mean government should... They can give what kupa ma presidential scholarship. Wakomana wari kunoita whatever, ma degrees, whatever. Handiziva hangu mangu. Pane mangu ma degrees are a bit minor. I think it's as important as the... nani the health sector vakomana vaya vanofanira kunge vachigara iyo paya vamwe vacho vanoita commit every day achitraina futi ari and achibatsira futi ikokuyo. I mean what is the government doing about one training? We want everything to be perfect everywhere in the health sector. Ndo zvandofunga ini. And our parliamentarians should be, they are the ones who take every bit of that problem.
Oh, thank you so much, Mukoma. Yes, he's saying that the parliamentarians are to blame because in terms of, say, the budget, they can sit and change the budget and allocate more money to the health sector so that these doctors are covered. And also he's saying that the government also should consider the training these doctors go through. Gave an example of some who get scholarships to go to South Africa, though he's saying that some of those people will be doing minor degrees as compared to medicine. So he's saying the government should also take into consideration all those cases and make sure that doctors are catered for.
And of course, we've been trying to get hold of Dr. David Paranyatwa, and we're told that he's not responding to his calls. We are also trying to reach Dr. Ruth Laporte, the chairperson of the Health Parliamentary Committee. Hopefully, we are going to get them. Ngakaing dao ngitatu babu mashongani. Ekwen babu mashongani. Kunjani babu?
Kona.
Yeah, akuchutu wena indaba le uyibona njani? Amadokotela sele 23 days mashongani bengayo emsebenzini bathi hayi bantu kulukhulu ukubukela abantu besifa wona ukwazi ukuthi kumele wenzeni kodwa awula equipment awula lutho
ikinga ngithi uyabona ukuthi nabo isikhathi lesa umnangagwa into le angayicabangi uyakhumbula isikhathi lesi bathi bamfakele ijefu kudleni umbonile ukuthi naye ufulayile ugijime kakhulu abona ukuthi ngizofela khona la ubonile ukuthi impilo iqakathekile yena kona manje seuyadula uphilile kahle ma ive angagula manje angafly aye khona le ko-China le manje heyi hayi ikinga yilapha heyi ayilunganga imayisoko sho ukuthi abanandaba nomuntu but ngifuna ukungena le yokuqothiwa kwabanye abantu le
ye singakangeni kuyena leyo leyo ngoba lamuntu ayi-side bar so khonoko ukuthi amadokotela abe lokhu ejengisela abantu bezama ukuya ezibhedlela bengatholi ukwelatshwa pho ubona zani kungalungiswa njani kodwa kona ngombono wakho
into le ngiyibona kuyafana namhlanje kunomunye umuntu oyangifonela ukuthi usesibhedlela i-side yechiredi yechikombedi athi bathi amaphilisi akuna next akuna lutho lapha esibhedlela manje kuyafana if bangaye khona esibhedlela khona manje so uphumile ukuyela ekhaya because i-medicine ayikho manje ama kunjalo kunzima because angithi ngitshela ukuthi umnangagwa isikhathi bamfakela Jeff yena ubonile ukuthi impilo yethu athi heyi ngigibezeni manje ngihambe ngifokise manje uphilile manje angeke asayingena uyabona ukuthi hawa
hayi siyakuzwa ye so liyana enye ngiyakunika 15 seconds bongiphosa elincane ngaliyana enye ngoba ayisile udaba esingalo lapho
okay uyabona ukuthi into le yenzeke lapha bamoshe kakhulu abathi abaxotshiwe but ngizokufanisela la e-South Africa mina ngihlala la e-South Africa la manje i-ANC ixotshe u-Julius Malema last 2016 khona manje se bayakhala bathi lo muthi uxotshiwe kanjani ngoba se siyadliwa izinto azihambi kahle manje lapho bamoshe kakhulu abafuzi abantu abaxotshiwe ephatini manje ma ngibusiyela ikomo ngithi ngibonela ikomo zami lapha umuntu akazilisa lwaba azigcina se uyagula nyana ma ngithi sengiyazifuna se ufikile ukuthi azigcine lwaba azigcina wena usafuni nazo ikinga le imosheke kakhulu lapha kusho ukuthi ma ukuthi baxotshiwe nathi siqotshiwe ithini nginganayo i-idea khona le nami bangixotshile nami angeke ngikhona uyabona ngizokufanisela kufana nabo washimeni ngakho wenza coalition nomuntu kanjalo bazokhomplena uthola ukuthi iwinile bazoqoshwa nawo nabo uthenda ibit wonke bazoqoshwa bona
awubona ke siyabonga mashongane ungadina kusasa ba
thank
you yeah so on the issue of the health services in Zimbabwe he says you know the authorities don't care about common people so he gave an example of president Mnangagwa he says he flew out of the country when he claimed that he was poisoned while he was attending a Gwanda rally. So he says, that's what they do. They fly out of the country whenever they want some anodynes and other things. They just go out and get that kind of treatment. That's why, according to him, they're not addressing this kind of basic problem that is affecting doctors.
But you know,
so he says they won't do it.
If I'm to give them an advice, make sure that these people who vote for you have good health. So that they can vote for you.
Yeah. Because when somebody's ailing, you can end up putting an X in the wrong box, right?
Yeah, even not going there.
Yeah.
You need someone, you need someone to carry in a wheelbarrow to take you to the police station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's really hurting. So ngizokuthola silo khola lapha. Sizothi silo bani ecweni. Yeah, mfowethu kunjani?
Khona futhi ngiyeva mpela liyahlaziya lapha emoyeni.
Yeah, ngikhuluma lo bani mzali.
Ngikhuluma lo mzizi.
Ye, akutsho ke mfowethu ukuthi wena nxa usubona udaba, ye, iradio yakho ungani phezulu kakhulu iyehlise.
Iradio okay.
Ye, iyehlise sibili ngoba iyasilimaza indlela.
Okay.
Ngiswenze njalo.
Ngiyenze njalo.
Na ubone ke. So udaba lwamadokotela ulibona njani? Uyehlise futhi lokhu izwakala baba, lokhu izwakala. Ye, ayehlise futhi nxa unesihlobo sakho. Tuzani lawe khona. Yenza njani? Ye, odokotela bayakhala lapha bathi babuyele emsebenzini ngoba kuyabahlupha lokho.
Odokotela lekha bengakithi.
Baba.
Odokotela bangakithi leZimbabwe.
Ye, abeZimbabwe bakhalela umsebenzini bathi ha abazuzi ikhono elihle njalo abala-equipment zokusebenzisa. umshina le lama gloves wok
lelo liqinisa abalishoyo vele lengakithi ayikho nje into ehamba kahle khuluma kunje nami ngikhulele ngumkhulu waze washona kusho ukuthi ngahamba naye laphana esibhedlela sempilo umkhulu waze kwasa sihambe naye ntambama kwaze kwasa bengamthintanga nabantu waze washonaumuntu omdala masizwa khanye ngathi labantu mhlawumbe sebedlelana lama-beral society kusho ukuthi kufa komuntu sekulidirini umfulasana into esatisayo le okuthi kambe ukufa komuntu sokungasenduki ibhizinisi
so kuthi ama-beral society sesebenzela esibhedlela
ya sebenobudlelwano labantu bezibhedlela lapho ukuthi ma ngabe mhlawumbe kufuna umuntu sebesazi ukuthi hayi imali singenile into lelo liqiniso elaziwa ngubani nobani kuphela nje thina abantu bangayikithi emathebelelenzi sinovalo ngoba vele inkululeko siyiza nje ngegama kodwa kahle kahle vele yinto esingakayiboni-ke thina le ebizwa nkululeko sithi kwaba eyithethile nawo siyayihluphekela sise-South Africa kungenjalo sikhululekile kambe ngayini esingabe siyifuna la eMzantsi Afrika
ye siyakuzo pho ke kulungiswa njani uhlupho lolo
eyi ayezilongi labantu bempumalanga kuyi babathethiwa njengoba nje besemandleni isizwe sakithi ngapha sicelele kamthakazi kandaba vele sisenkingeni kwakukahle nje ma ngawo kwavunyingana leyo nto ukuthi thina siyimele soda ngapha ezamandebele ngoba laphana thina nje lizaba nje kuphela labantu bahola balandabanathi yithi nje uJoshua Nkomo wasiya emnyameni laphana nje wahlanganisa izinto ezingahlangani ngala baholi vele thina nje abafikakile nje fana le fana nje lobunyonyo budobhi vuthuluka phansi kwamatafula nje kahle kahle ayikho nje indaba yethu lapha
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke mbongisi ungathina nokusasa buzana
hayi kahle
so what he's saying is that you know basically he suspects that Peria societies
are working how
because when you die, eh,
then
the burial societies get something out of it. So he says,
okay, maybe Dr. Yeah, Mgwenya will respond to that. Let me just go to a caller. We have Maxwell. Mkoma Maxwell Magadi.
Mkoma Magadi, Nyaguru.
Hey, Wanderu Mpenyi, Murukufona, Murukupi.
Gizandri pa DRC, pa Kolowezi.
Okay, kuri say ku DRC.
Aiwa kuno kuchenezvako.
Aiwa zvinofadza. Tiudzewo zvamunofunga pamusoro penyaya yatirikurukura nezvayo.
Nyaya inorwadza kwazvo. Kurwadza kwainika ndekuti izvo uswa anorwa uswa ndiwo unoparara unokuwara. Nzeve dzatikutaura inove hurumende nemana naachiremba. Chokwadi chiri pakati pavava hatina hatichizivi chinozikana navo nehurumende nanemadoctors pakati panhano zvechokwadi asi hurumende inove iri kutonga nyika iri kutonga vanhu iverega vanhu vachifa nemhaa yekuti izvo madoctors madimands akakawandisa ndione kuti pakatwasuka ipapo saa hurumende yava netsitsi nekuti izvo irambe iri mpower iyoita kuti vanhu vaendeva kuti vatonge vanhu vavava kuda kuti vatonge vararama saka navorega vanhu iva vachiparara nemhaa yekuti izvo madhimandi emadhukta zvakawandisa handione kuti hurumende iri kuziva zvairi kuita
saka tingati here hurumende iri kuita maune kana kuti kutokundikana nokuti dzimwe nguva vanenge vachingopo mhosva kuhurumende yakanga iripo kuti isusu dambudziko takaona riripo zvino tine mazuva 200 kana asvika kana kuti 100 aya tiri mukutonga saka hatina zvatati takwanisa kunge tichiita
zvingadaro hazvo kuti hurumende inganenedzere hurumende yekumashure asi kuti hurumende yapo izvezvizvi yakatati yave nezimbabwe kureva kuti izvo zvakare zvakapfuura patikatarisa vanhu vemiso vyoti ndiva vapa renyato havana kuchinja president watava naye ndiva munangagwa vakanga vari mufuti muprevious government uyezve tikatarisa motoka dzakapiwa madzishi atipo kana madzishi etinowada vanokosha kurarama kwedu ndofunga motokari idzodzo mari iyoyo kungada yakashandiswa yakatinga zvishandisiro zvemachiremba mishonga vari kuda nemagrovers and so forth ndofunga nyika yedu yaiyaendera mbiri
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Maxwell tichitendawo zvakare nekuramba muchititsigira muri kuDRC Thank you so much. Gibbs, that's one of our listeners, Mkoma Maxwell. He was calling from DRC. Yeah, he's saying that he thinks that the government is not doing enough, just like all these other callers, except for one caller who said that he suspects that these funeral homes are working with hospitals.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Dr. Ngwenya can respond to
so,
that.
So, Dr. Ngwenya, two issues here. You had a caller. You know, there are some myths at times that when certain things happen, they happen for a reason. And now this guy is claiming that hospitals are working with burial societies so that the people who die, you know, it's like a belt churning out some material for sale or something like that. So they take those bodies and profit out of it. And then secondly, doctor, do you think the government is going to raise money that you need, knowing that the government is broke, almost broke?
Okay. For the first caller, who suspects that hospitals are working hand in hand with us, what you call funeral
burial societies.
Yes, burial societies.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say to that caller, what happened is that have they ever seen a burial society issued in the hospital? People are given the choice to choose the particular burial society that they want to work with. Just that when a patient comes and they doctors are not aware of the particular company that this individual is into. So how can they then be recognizing that society to cause the death of a patient? I find it very degrading that certain individuals think that doctors do not value the lives of the general public with esteem. Because if someone passes on, I can rest assure you that someone who went to medical school and who knows their ethics has done their very best. And it could have been a case of one, an unavoidable death, and number two, a case of shortage of the particular drugs and the medicine. This is the particular case that has led to that. Then to go on to the second column. The second caller has said, in particular, government is doing well, but there is a problem with at the level of the means. I would like to continue with this caller to say, at the level of the Ministry of Health and Health Care and the Health Services Board, what we've realized is that we tabled our issue on the 23rd of January, and today we are on the 3rd of January. In 2 months' time without a proper response, and now they are trying to run around instead of fixing the issues. They are actually trying to accuse the service line of the amount, about the amount that they are getting in the past. So I would say to the first caller, such practice is not expected and would be uncommon of a doctor, and there are really no avenues. That actually happened. And to the second caller, yes, we have a problem in our meeting with the health service board because the least they could have done to respond to our people.
And then in terms of the money, is the government going to manage to raise money to pay you? We know that the government doesn't have a lot of money.
We are hoping that the government will go to its coffers as well as back to the 2014 promise. to try and raise the little that they can to then uphold the welfare of doctors, because doctors generally disgruntled even the quality of service that is going to be given to our patients will decrease. In terms of their budget declaration, finances suppose allocate 15% of the national budget to the health system. So we're hoping that we're moving towards such a level, 86% of the national budget allocated.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Ngwenya. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller, Mkoma Amos Chitokwani. Magadi?
Yipo, Magadi.
Ayo, watiru wape, nyimuru kufona wa muru kupi?
Kufona wa tibu South Africa.
Ayo, wapaka naka, tipe uo, pfungwa zenyu nguwa za kutanda nisana?
Shua, pfungwa zangu, ziripa kutivo, yabanachire mba, wafana kutivo, wafusiko, yisichema, wafana ulaku kutivo. Wakati kwa nanguwa ya kuti wa cheme chusuchema sababu wa chito huikuwa na udakuti urumendi ya taiva na yokari ya iku itana kwa chema chusuchema wana kuna utitura mkwa na ukuti ulawa ni wachisi mwaisa mtirongo.
Mm-hmm. Saka hapa mru? Taulai.
Saka hapa kwa sinu tunuona su kuti kana wachi resa hawa maproblemu hawa wanono kwa kudu wa davira pati ya atuna kutu wa chesu suka kwa davira avoka na wakara mbaba kango tika madhiyo.
Saka mnufunga uti pane shandu kwa ingawe po ireno utukona uti chemo isu ndesho kubira kuma 2014.
But kwa suwe tunona kutu kuda shandu kwa inga wani kwa nukuda kutivo kwa wane urumende itra. Kubva 2014 pavane hurumende yakari saka zvainge zvaita senge zvaitire nei sakwe zvino tinotarisira ushanduko kubvawo gore rakapera kusvika kwe zvino kuti kuda zvingashanduka ende vangakasira kudaviwa.
Hanzi mhinduro yacho yanonoka.
Anga vambotishingirire sevanhu vakuru vane vachambotikatika madziro asi vari kuvarongerawo zvakanaka kuda.
Aiwa, regai tigozonzwa kuti vamwe vanoti chimaita basa zvikuru Mukoma Amos.
Notenda.
Gibson, Mukoma Amos Chitokwani is calling from South Africa. He says the government should listen to the doctor's grievances, but he hopes that since this is a new government, maybe it will honor these grievances or the demands from the doctors. Unlike the previous government of former President Robert Mugabe, he says that was a different kind of government.
Uh-huh. Let's read some of the messages that we have on Facebook. We've got Benford Mafubadze, who says, if doctors are given money, what about teachers and other civil servants? A selective review of salaries is never a good idea. It's high time we appreciate that all professionals are the same and very important. And then Liberty Mhlanga says, good evening. Before you do, Liberty Mhlanga. Arnold Teremuka says, all the demands by the doctors are justified. After 5 years of hard work at medical school, no one will feel dignified to be earning a mere $1.50 per hour per hour for dispensing medicine. So now, I think, Dr. Ngwenya, you heard this guy, Benford, who says, you know, there shouldn't be some selective application of some kind of salary review. So what is your take on that? Just briefly. Dr. Ngwenya?
There is a public service commission which listens to the welfare of all the other workers and how service is held. That is how that was formed in realizing the peculiarities of the health sector. This means that our hospitals are open 24 hours a day, which means doctors and nurses work during the night and other health workers. So they have to be compensated for that.
Unlike other members who work
from 8 to 4 and are being compensated accordingly.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ngwenya. Our time is up. Thank you so much, sir. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Dr. Mxolisi Ngwenya of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. Thanks also to all people who are actually listening and viewing us. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying, have a lovely, lovely weekend. Bye.
Neni jonga kande miri ndo taiwa mwene kupera kwesundo kwakanaka tosangana zvakare mangwana muzvinokwa zve Studio 7 morara zvakanaka.